the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook and our tour of projected division winners in the NFL heads on down to the dirty south in the AFC. And Lundy, I'm going to sack my chips in a town that I love, and I know you've been there multiple times. That is Nashville, Tennessee. The hot chicken tickles the taste buds, blazes the backside in the end, and you can definitely find a good time. It's almost impossible not to down there on Broadway. And I think the Titans at plus 130 are a sensational value. According to Mike Clay at ESPN, who does all the prognostication, the projections for the schedule, they have a top 10 easiest schedule by his measurements. And with the Titans, you know, at plus 130, I think it's, like I said, it's an unreal value. Though Indianapolis, with all the upgrades there and Carson Wentz, they still have some question marks at the wide receiver position. We'll see how they are defensively, though that offensive line should be a top five unit. But Tennessee, man, nothing but continuity. You know, you got your hardcore there with Derrick Henry and his ridiculous workouts he's been doing all season long. I saw another viral video yesterday of stuff that he's lifting and throwing, and it's insane. And you wonder why he's one of the best running backs in an impeccable shape in the NFL. All you got to do is watch those videos. We got Ryan Tannehill, A.J. Brown. Yeah, Corey Davis exits and goes to the Jets, but Josh Reynolds could certainly step up, and this should be a top 10 offensive line as well. Just boils out the defense near the bottom of the barrel in DVOA last year, according to Football Outsiders. They've made some enhancements, some investments and improvements in that area. So the Titans, again, get seduced by that juice. I like him at plus 130, and no one want nothing to do with Jacksonville at plus 750 because Urban Meyer is an idiot. And then there's the Houston Texans at 22-1, and they may not win a game, Lundy.
Oh, maybe? What do you mean maybe? I think the 0-17 bet is a fantastic one on the Houston Texans.
25-1. 25-1.
I like your call on the Titans with this one. I understand the Colts have got the juice in their favor right now, but I still think there's some questions with Carson Wentz. I think the idea that he's got a new team, a new scheme, other things that rhyme. But I think at this point, you got to hope that he can progress now that he's got new threads on. But I'm just not convinced it's going to happen. And so to me, I'm going to go with the team of consistency, and that's the Titans.
Yeah, we can dream. That rhymes with team and scheme on the Titans cashing at plus 130. And look, if you want to get in on that NFL futures ticket or anything else, do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. Look, it's playoff time. Playoffs! Big stakes, bigger promotions. It's time to hammer the over and score some cash. And DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you a chance to lower the over-under on a featured playoff game. All players who place a bet on the featured basketball game will have a hand in lowering the over-under on that contest. That's right. For every 1,500 players who bet the over on the select game, the over-under will drop by 1 point. Every bettor hammers the over, and the featured game helps to lower the game's over-under. The best part is that even as the line drops, the odds remain at even money. That's right. You could double your cash by hammering the over. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN when you sign up to hammer the over. For every 1,500 people that bets the over in the feature game, the line will decrease by 1 point. Yes, this is your chance to improve the odds of the over hitting. So tell your friends and family, this is a team effort after all. Hammer the over and improve your odds of doubling your money. That's promo code FTN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Restrictions apply. Max $25 wager, one per customer. Offer ends 5/23/21. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, on this Freaky Friday edition, let's hop to it with the Fade Five.
Number five.
Oh, Lundy. You tossed down the gloves, you went toe-to-toe with a sports book, and you wound up with a black eye on Bray because it was a bunch of road warriors, which was very puzzling and unusual in the NHL last night. I know you're licking your wounds, but We got to get back after it. What do you like in hockey tonight?
Yeah, we got to get back after it. Absolutely got beat up yesterday as all four games the road team wound up winning. And how about one of my favorite quotes? There are a lot of them in Wedding Crashers, Brad, but one of my favorites is "you sandbagging son of a bitch," which is exactly what Evgeny Malkin was for Pittsburgh. This whole time it's like, oh, if he plays, he's not going to be 100%. We got some problems. He comes out. He's got two assists. He basically looked like he was 22 years old again going around on the ice. So Malkin, you sandbagging son of a bitch. All right, let's try to get back on the horse, because what I've realized here on the podcast, Brad, is that when you're hot, I'm cold, and vice versa. So it can be fade the noise, it can be fade the Nate. You just have to fade one of us.
That's correct
to be what's happening. Let's start off here. Boston and Washington, which has been a spectacular series here so far. They have played three games and all three of them have gone to overtime. I think that comes to an end this afternoon, depending upon your time zone. They drop the puck at 6:30 Eastern time. I am going to take Boston, and I'm going to take Boston to win it in regulation, and that's at a plus 100. Yes, I think the overtime streak comes to an end between these two teams. Boston is at home, and despite the fact that all three have gone to overtime, I really think Boston has been the better team this entire time, and I kind of feel like this is almost like a volcano ready to explode. I think Boston has been building up, and I think tonight is probably going to be the game where they finally unleash hell, and they wind up knocking out the Capitals relatively easily and then taking a 3-1 very commanding lead in this series. I'm surprised by the play of Washington. I expected more fight out of them, but from what I've seen in these first three games, I think this has been building up for Boston. So not only do I think they win tonight, I think they do it in regulation, and I'm going to take it on the straight-up juice at plus 100.
Oh, he gets seduced by the juice and makes some bucks on the Bruins.
Number four.
All right, sticking with the NHL playoff theme, Lundy, let's check those books into the boards. What else you like tonight?
Let's look at the Nashville Predators. You know, we were just talking about all the party going on Broadway. Let's talk about the Nashville Predators at home taking on Carolina. Carolina has a 2-0 lead. This will be game three taking place tonight in Music City. And I'm going to take Nashville on the money line. I'm going to take the dog on this one. They are a plus 127, a little bit of seduction by the juice, but there's also some logic behind it. Bridgestone Arena, that fan base in Nashville is insane.
Yes.
And we saw in the game at Carolina in Raleigh, they had 12,000 fans, and that place might as well have been sold out. It was that loud. Well, guess what? They're going to have just a tick above that total of attendance in Nashville at Bridgestone Arena tonight, and I think the Preds are going to play off of that home crowd, that noise, that raucous atmosphere that they get. Carolina is clearly the better team, and they will wind up winning this series, but I don't think Nashville loses three in a row. So I say, with that kind of juice, with that kind of home crowd, Saros continuing to play well between the pipes, give me Nashville at a plus 127 on the money line in front of those drunk, crazy country music fans in Nashville.
Yeah, expect a rowdy return in Nash Vegas.
Number three.
All right, moving on to the MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day in the NBA. Get in on some of that action right now using that promo code FTN. And when you do, you get a free $5 game on the house. Never heard of Monkey Knife Fight before? Well, it's a DFS game unlike any other. It's just you against the house and all of your favorite player props, points, rebounds, assists, even fantasy points. Slap it together and packs it two all the way up to six. The more you cash and the more or less or the over the under, the more money you stuff into your pockets. Again, use that promo code FTN to get that $5 freebie today. And you know the chef is going to be cooking up all kinds of triples and a must-win scenario for the Golden State Warriors going up against the Memphis Grizzlies. And I'm taking the over on Steph Curry's 6.5 made triples as a result. In his last 10 contests, he has been over this number 5 times. And by the way, Lundy, it's plus 110 at DraftKings Sportsbook if you want to wager there on him hitting 7 or more threes. Again, which he has done in 5 of his last 10 games. He faced the Grizzlies on May 16th, took 22 threes, and netted 9 of them. This is the 6th friendliest matchup for the 3-point shooter, according to the advanced EVP tool at FTNDaily.com. And the Memphis Grizzlies, over the entire season of the NBA, number 17 in 3-point percentage D. So, bright light, big buckets. That's what Steph Curry constantly delivers. I expect nothing short of that tonight under the primetime line. So give me that over 6.5 main triples against Ja Morant and the Grizz. Fade or follow?
Fade, my friend. I'm going to put him right at a half dozen. I think he finishes with six. Just overall in the game, this is a TYG. This is a trust your gut. I just don't think he gets up over the 6.5 number. I think he winds up finishing right at a half dozen in what should be a really fun game as we wrap up the play-in portion of the tournament here. This is going to be fun. I'm looking forward to these two teams battling. I like watching what Steph has been doing over the course of the last couple of months and trying to just carry this Golden State Warriors team into the postseason. But I think tonight, despite the fact that they need him to cook, as they say, I think he finishes with six.
Bet against the chef? You crazy, Lundy.
Number two.
All right, moving on and sticking with the NBA theme and the play-in tournament. How about let's go to the other side of the court here and talk one Ja Morant. And I am under on 21.5 points and a -113 juice at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at what Ja has done. He has been under this total in 7 of his last 9 games. And during the regular season, 3 contests against the Warriors, fell well short of this proposed total, going for 16 points, 14 points, and 14 points again. Over his last 10 games, averaging just 18.1 points per game, shooting just 32.6% from way downtown. Why? Well, the Warriors are one of the better defensive teams in the NBA. Number 5 on the year in adjusted defensive efficiency. And according to the FTN Daily Advanced EVP tool, this is the 18th best matchup for a score. So not exactly conducive to favorable betting results if you're on the over. That's why the under here makes a boatload of sense. So fade or follow that under 21.5 points for Ja Morant.
I will be following you on this one, friend. I do think this is too high of a total for him. And again, I'm really looking forward to this game, but I don't see him getting up into that low 20s number. I think this is probably going to be comfortably sitting at 18 or 19 points by the time it's all said and done. But, you know, you never know. Morant can go off. But this one, I'm feeling like the under is the right play.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Under, and under again on the Grizzly Ja Morant.
Number one.
All right, let's go to Major League Baseball. And that Boston-Toronto over hit with ease yesterday for yours truly. And the Philadelphia Phillies were under on the 4.5 runs. A Laburnum's time action. So I'm running a little hot all of a sudden here on the diamond. So let's keep the good times a-rolling. And they have been a lot of good times for the surprise sensations of Major League Baseball this year. That has to be the San Francisco Giants. Nobody expected them to be in contention in the West, and they are going toe-to-toe against their arch rival within the Golden State there, and that is the L.A. Dodgers. And I am on the over. Alex Wood, 5.5 Ks. I think he is going to lay the lumber on the opposition. By the way, it's +105 on this juice-wise, so very positive output potentially for the San Francisco starter. Look what he's done this season. Very, very small, 1.75 ERA. That's all that he has allowed. 8.75 K per nine, 2.25 walks per nine, and 36 innings pitched. So far this season, he has been over 5.5 strikeouts and 4 of 6 turns in the rotation this season. A 13.3 swinging strike percentage, quite appreciable in that area. Yeah, the Dodgers are number 23 in K rate this month, but against Southpaws, batting just .218 with a much higher 26.3% K rate. So pull together the recency bias, pull together the struggles that LA has against left-handed pitching, and just, you know, again, how surprising the Giants are overall. It shouldn't be a shocker special anyone. Alex Wood over 5.5 Ks. I feel confident it's going to cash. Are you going to back me, fade or follow?
How is this guy not a porn star?
Alex Wood?
Yeah, Alex Wood. Yeah. Yes, I'm going to follow you on this one. Plus, I love the fact that we got plus numbers here with a +105, as you said, on the juice on this one. I like it. He has been rolling this season. He's looked really good. And look, you're pulling up stats, left-handers, southpaw. I don't know. I can't bet against a guy that probably should be a porn star. So I'll follow on this one because it feels like he's going to wind up striking out the competition and maybe surprising the ladies in the stadium.
Yeah, lay some pipe with Alex Wood.
Hey, it is a Freaky Friday edition of the pod. I'm not even going to apologize.
No, there's no reason to. I mean, we're all perpetually 13 years old. It's still funny, and it will be funny until the day I die. So well played
exactly.
by you, Monday.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it. How about some bonus time,
yeah,
brother?
Let's do
you
it.
Up for
yeah.
it?
Yeah,
all right, let's get a couple going here. First of all, I still am shocked that Winnipeg won game one against Edmonton. But the reason they did it was because Connor McDavid did not have a point. He did not have a goal. He did not have an assist. He did not have anything in that game. And that only happened 11 times all season that he didn't do something in a game. This guy chalked up 105 points on the season, absolutely running away with the top honors in the league this year. He is a plus 105 for an anytime goal. Anybody else think you can keep this guy down? To me, this would be like betting on the idea of Steph hitting like two threes, okay? Just for those of you that don't follow hockey, Connor McDavid has had a lights out unconscious season, and there is no way this dude is going to go two games in a row without scoring a goal. So I'll take it at plus 105. And if you're feeling really stupid frisky on a Freaky Friday, he is a plus 500 to score twice. And I may do that because I think he is pissed off that they lost game one and he plans to come out with fire and fury. And I'm also going to go back to the same well that I did earlier this week. St. Louis is at home. Colorado has always struggled. The Avs had in St. Louis. I think the Avs can wind up winning this game and taking a 3-0 series lead, but I'm going to take St. Louis at the puck line on a plus 1.5 at a minus 130 juice.
Yeah, I like that 5-1 call quite a bit. I will be tailing you on that one. All right, let's go to the diamond for a couple of back-to-back team props here. Let's start with the New York Yankees. I'm going to take the under on 3.5 runs scored at plus 117 against the Chicago White Sox. Carlos Rodon is on the mound for those Southsiders, a guy who has been money in the bank so far this season. And just a 1.47 ERA allowed, 12 plus K per nine. Just 0.49 home runs per nine innings allowed, just 6 earned runs in total in 36 and two-thirds innings pitched. And you look at the Yankees, number 20 in Major League Baseball this month in total OPS and top 10 in K rate this month as well. I don't think they hit 4 runs, not against Rodon, who again has just been almost untouchable so far this season. And how about the Rockies, Lundy? Oh, let's get crazy with the cheese whiz. I'm going to take the over. Colorado, 5.5 runs at home. It's going to be a very warm day here in Denver. Could be a little breezy as well. Balls are going to be jumping out of Coors Field, especially against Arizona and especially against a journeyman relief pitcher turned starter as a plug-and-play starter, Seth Frankoff, who was pitching in the Korean leagues like a year or two ago. This is his first start ever at Coors Field. Doesn't necessarily bode well. Yeah, the Rockies are number 21 in baseball in OPS in May, but they have a robust 786 home OPS. And against an inexperienced hurler, again, in his first turn in Coors, I think the Rockies are going to tee off, and which hasn't really happened all that often this year. But it's home, and the total in this game is 11. For both of these teams combined. So I think the Rockies will get at least 6 runs in this contest.
Yes. Let me throw one other reason why I think that's going to happen. In the 3-game series on the road against the Padres, the Rockies in 3 games scored 1 run.
Yeah.
Those bats are ready to uncork, and you're exactly right. The high temperature in Denver today is supposed to be pushing 80. It's supposed to be 60-something with and wind. And
yeah.
the ball's already going to fly, but they're expecting wind anywhere from 15 to 20 miles per hour. I think that ball's going to be flying out of the park
all over the place. I mean, they're probably going to carry into the actual Rocky Mountains themselves. They're, paralleling Denver in the metro area. The ball is going to be all over the place and flying out of the park for sure. So Colorado against Seth Frankoff, a good bet again on that over 5.5 runs at minus 113. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me there at Noise Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, which kindly really helps our show out. A good deal. And check out, if you're looking for a good deal, FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all your sports betting and fantasy sports content needs. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS. When you do, you score a sweet subscription discount of your liking today. And as always, until Monday, feed or follow that is up to you.
Feed the noise.